Sciences University, and you began your medical practice here in Eugene, 1999. Dr. Pilar Bradshaw is now a partner at Eugene Pediatric Associates, located at 995 Willa Gillespie Road. Your clinic has a nationally recognized website, eugenepeds.com. Dr. Bradshaw is also a musician. Very nice. You play a violin in a local group called Chamber Music Amici. We're so glad that you could join us, and we're going to talk to you about all sorts of things here this morning. Let's begin with, what's the Oregon healthcare reform plan, Dr. Bradshaw?
Well, you know, Storm, it's great to be able to talk to people about healthcare reform in a way that actually impacts on us. I think a lot of us are aware that the Supreme Court and the presidential race right now talk about healthcare reform, but it's hard for people to know, well, how will this actually impact on me? And what's happening in Oregon right now is exciting. Our state has always been at the forefront of innovation in healthcare. And if people have read the newspaper the last 2 days, you know something is happening. And I came on today to talk to folks about something called CCOs, Coordinated Care Organizations, and PCPCHs. There's a whole lot of alphabet soup around healthcare, but patient-centered primary care homes are happening right now in the state of Oregon, and it's exciting because that's where patients meet doctors and nurses and healthcare workers and mental health caregivers and others that will help move Oregon towards more of a proactive, preventive approach rather than waiting till people are really in sick and in crisis before we respond.
Now, does this have anything to do with President Barack Obama's plan, the Affordable Care Act?
Well, so it's kind of like the Affordable Care Act is the castle, right? And these CCOs are the bricks, the individual units where the work is actually done. So the Affordable Care Act, that also is known as Obamacare, or I prefer to think about it as National Health Care Act, is supposed to improve the health care delivery system by giving better care to more people for less money. That's the, quote, triple aim of health care reform. But really, for people here on the ground, all the doctors and all the patients and the rest of us worker bees out here, what we really need to know as patients ourselves is, what's going to happen to me? And that's the CCO thing, and that's your primary care home concept.
So, Dr. Bradshaw, the goal is to create a system that makes people healthier and also costs less. So can we really do both of those things at the same time?
You know, it's been proven in small pilots that you can, and I can say as a doctor for sure that you can. I'll give you an example. So I have a fairly large portion of my practice that's medically fragile children, many of whom are on the Oregon Health Plan. So a little girl named Charlotte, who was born missing a chunk of a chromosome and has very serious heart disease and has not grown well, and she's got developmental challenges, that little girl and I see each other all the time. So if she can come into my clinic and get weighed, and we can talk about her nutrition and have her plugged in with the developmental people that she needs the help with, and I'm on the phone with her cardiologist up at Dornbecker all the time, that visit to my office might cost $100 to the state. But if she gets admitted to the hospital because she doesn't have a primary care home, that hospitalization, particularly if she gets really sick and has to be in intensive care, that one hospitalization that could have been avoided will cost the state $25,000-$30,000. So the idea is that an ounce of prevention will save a tremendous amount of money, and I think that's been well proven in the past.
Sure.
Dr. Bradshaw, your clinic was recently recognized by the state as something called a patient-centered primary care home. We've mentioned that already. What is that?
So a patient-centered primary care home is this concept that I think all of us hope for with our own doctor. We're looking for that Marcus Welby kind of experience where we know our doctor and they know us. But more than that, there's a whole team of people there, from the first receptionist that greets you by name and smiles and welcomes you to clinic, all the way through the nurses and the nurse practitioners and the doctors and the other folks that are helping. The team all knows you. You feel at home there. That's where you go for your care. That's where a team coordinates everything that you need to be a healthy person. We were lucky at Eugene Pediatrics. We work well together, and we have patients that are very devoted to us, and we're devoted to them. So we got what the state is calling their top tier or tier three ranking as one of the best patient-centered primary care homes in the state.
Okay, so you get to brag a little bit. What did you have to do to earn this approval?
You know, it was it boiled down to a lot of hours of sitting at my kitchen table putting together an application. All of the clinics in the state are invited to do this. I will say the amount of time that it took was inordinate, but it was worth it. We pulled charts, many charts on patients. We had to submit data about how the patient satisfaction levels were. We had to give them information about how we run our business. We also had, very importantly, to submit a lot of information to them about how carefully we follow certain metrics that are measurable in our practice. For example, what percentage of our kids are vaccinated fully and on time? What percentage of our kids come for every well baby checkup and don't miss any? What percentage of our visits with our older kids do we follow their weight and let them know where their body mass index, which is sort of a measure of your weight, where their BMI is? So we had to give a whole bunch of information about how carefully we track our patients to the state.
How many other clinics have achieved this in Eugene and in Oregon in general?
You know, in Oregon in general, because this has gotten going fairly recently, there are only about 160 clinics that have applied across the state to be a primary care home and get their tier ranking established. Here in Eugene-Springfield, there's only 11 clinics that have done that. To my awareness, the three pediatric small clinics in town, my clinic, Pediatric Associates, and McKenzie Pediatrics, have all applied, and all three of us actually are tier three, the best ranking that you can be.
So these clinics, and you call medical homes as they're called, also qualify to be paid by the state for Medicaid patients in a different way than we're used to paying a doctor. So can you tell us how this works?
Well, so how this works, Storm, is actually, to me as a doctor, a little bit terrifyingly, has not been worked out fully. But the general concept is right now that the government money, both at the federal and state level, is going to be coming into these CCOs, and it's our job as part of that coordinated care organization to streamline patients' care. And if you are a doctor at a clinic that is in a highly ranked Tier 3 clinic, and you are taking care of very complex, sick, needy folks that need medical care is what I mean by that. Right now, it's not for pediatrics, unfortunately. It's for adult patients. But you can apply for a very modest incentive bonus for each one of those patients that will help you pay for coordinating the care, because it is complicated. I will say that if you have a really sick patient, you spend a tremendous amount of time that you can't bill for, and I think all of us feel like we need to do that time because that's why we want to become doctors. You spend a lot of time on the phone trying to coordinate things for patients. The state is trying to make that pencil out for clinics that rank highly in this tier system and take on the hardest patients, the ones that need the most help. So it's a very nicely worked out system for adult medicine. For pediatrics, we actually don't know how the reimbursement is going to change. I think one thing that all of us are aware of is this is currently a program that is limited to, and I think this is important for people to know, this is only the Oregon Health Plan right now, Medicare and Medicaid. But I am aware already that the private insurance companies, Blue Cross Blue Shield, ODS, all the others, they're watching this process very, very carefully, and they will have available to them clinics tier ranking. So I expect most doctors agree with me. I think that we think our payments are pretty soon going to be dependent on our tier ranking with the state, no matter whether it's a state-paid patient or not.
Speaking with Dr. Pilar Bradshaw. Now, Dr. Bradshaw, I've heard you suggest that pediatricians as a whole are perhaps a little further along in whole idea preventative care than some other types of practitioners. Do you think other kinds of doctors are going to be getting on board?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think that, I have only praise for my adult medicine colleagues. I think their job is very challenging. I think pediatrics has always been really good at trying to prevent illness with a lot of well baby checks and vaccines and other things that we try to advise our parents to watch out for as they're raising their kids up. I think that model will be adopted increasingly by adult doctors because it's so much better to help somebody stay healthy rather than trying to cobble together somebody who's really in an illness or mental health crisis after the fact. So I do believe that adult doctors are going to get on board with this in a hurry. I also feel like we have a shortage in Lane County of adult primary care providers, and we're going to have to really work hard as a team to get more young doctors here to help us shoulder the burden of helping more people stay well. That's the whole goal of the state plan. I think it's a great idea.
So how much interest is there out there in this plan when it comes to all around patients and doctors?
Well, you know, I think that this is part of the beautiful function of media. I think yesterday's and today's paper articles, and I think the opportunity for doctors to talk to people like you and get the word out that, hey, you may not know about it, but healthcare reform is happening and it's going to help you. I think that as we kind of get that information out there, people will come to engage more and appreciate the fact that they really are the leader of their own healthcare team.
Just 30 seconds left, but can we expect to see this program grow beyond the Oregon Health Plan?
You know, the whole country is actually watching Lane County right now. There is a tremendous amount of interest. If we can show that people will engage with healthcare teams and really work on preventing healthcare problems and mental health problems, and we can show that that pencils out financially, I would say that it's highly likely that this model will spread very quickly across the country as we see healthcare reform enacted around our nation.
Dr. Pilar Bradshaw is a board-certified pediatrician here in Eugene. You're part of the Eugene Pediatric Associates. I really appreciate your time. We really appreciate your time and your education, your expertise on this issue. I think it's been very beneficial, hopefully, to all our listeners.
All right, Storm. Hey, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, you bet. You take care. We are KUGN News Talk 590. Look at the time, Grant, already 8:57. It flies so quickly. We're already through part of our Monday.
Don't forget to check out our Facebook page. Go to KUGN News Talk 590 or follow us on Twitter. Our handle is KUGN 590. And, of course, listen to us live on the web anytime, anywhere at KUGN.com. Make sure to stay tuned. The Mike Huckabee Show is next on KUGN. For Storm Kennedy, I am Grant Mackill. Have a great Monday. Until tomorrow morning at 5:30 on KUGN.